Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm at Coverings in Orlando, first day of the show, and I'm with Joe Lundgren with Joe Lundgren Consulting. Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Thanks.
You've been doing this for 11 years since you left Dial Tile?
That is correct. 11 long years, but fun years.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Right. Well, I appreciate you spending time with us. Let's talk about what we're doing here. Obviously, you know, this show back in Orlando, this is the sweet spot. It performs better here than the other places it goes. And I was talking to Jen Hoff. She was telling me that she's anticipating the attendance to be up around 20% over 2019. That's not bad, is it?
That's fantastic. I was hoping the numbers would be up, and, you know, we had our pandemic years like everything else. But the interesting thing, Kemp, is everybody I talked to, no one told me they weren't coming to the show, which was fantastic. You know, even before COVID, people would say, I'm not going this year for whatever reason. There's a full-on push, I think, for people to come in and try and hook up with suppliers. So that's great news.
You know, we've been working on our May issue, Floor Focus, the annual report issue, and some interesting statistics are coming out of that. Overall, flooring grew 3% in 22 compared to 21. That's all surfaces. Ceramic tile, though, was the winner in dollars, okay? It grew 14.5% to $4.3 billion at wholesale value. Now, units are down 1.3%. But I got to tell you, that even beats Resilient, which has been burning up the road. Resilience growth is only 11.6%. But a lot of that's inflation, isn't it?
That's truly the case. You know, 70% of the ceramic tile business is imports. And when you do that, and you have the import increases in freight and duty that we have, which is included in our costs, our wholesale cost, we saw it skyrocket. That's a big reason for that higher average selling price. Now, we'll see that go down somewhat with the freight rates coming down, but the great news through everything is that our industry, you know, we're able to sell product at that price. So I think a lot of people have peeled their eyes back in some cases and said, hey, you know, we can make some good margins on product because ceramic, and you know, I'm a ceramic guy, Kemp, you know, that is by far the most superior floor covering you can put in anything from an installation standpoint, from a longevity standpoint. And I think more and more consumers are obviously figuring that out with the drop in soft side that we see and the increase in the hard side.
I think another reason, too, is because of where this product can be used. I mean, in some of these other categories like Resilient, we're talking about interior floors, period, okay? And you look at porcelain and you look at where it can be used. I mean, these 2 centimeters that are being used outdoors, these gauge porcelain panels that are being used. So it's just a wider range of applications for this product, right?
No doubt. And you've talked about that before, Kemp. I think you're right. And you look at the 2 cm growth that we've had. And now, you know, there's some companies doing up to 5 cm, you know, for driveways and different things. So it's exciting that we get to expand our footprint, so to speak, in terms of installations. But we even see the sizes in the 2 cm, which is traditionally 24 by 24 out in the landscaping area, getting bigger into 24 by 36. I saw somebody with a 48 by 48. And I'm thinking sooner or later, we're going to have cranes installing this stuff. But it is such a great product for a lot of the freeze-thaw cycle areas when it's porcelain and the stones can't handle the expansion and contraction. So it makes a lot of sense. The biggest thing the U.S. market has going against us is we're very slow to adapt. That's just it. If you look at us 20 years ago, that we're nothing like we once were. In 20 years from now, we'll all be looking back at this and saying, yeah, you know, we used to be scared putting in 24 by 48, and we're going to be putting in 48 by 48 and bigger here soon.
Just think how big the market would be if our per capita usage was the same as it is in Europe, right?
Oh, gosh, yes. I think we're around 9 square feet per capita here in the U.S., lowest industrialized nation in terms of per capita use. And so that's why all these importers look at the U.S. and say we're the land of Oz, so to speak, to come into the United States market. And definitely, without a doubt, they're right. We just need to expand the usage. And that gets back to, and we've talked about it before, the NTCA and CTEF doing great installation courses and training future installers, trying to figure out ways they can bring that cost down in the marketplace, because that's still a big hindrance for the ceramic tile industry.
We're going to get into some trends in just a second, though. I just got to tell you a real quick story today. I'm walking down the main aisle and I look into the Stone Peak booth, and I thought Hector Narvaez had just walked in there to say hello to a few folks. No, he's going to be in charge of sales for them now. He's left Marazzi after 30 years and working there now, right?
That is correct, yes. And the Grapevine news traveled very fast. I hope the best for Hector. He's a wonderful salesperson. He and I used to compete when I was at Deltile and going into Lowe's 20 some years ago. I won't go into too much detail. I'll hear it from Hector. But I congratulate him because he's obviously had a great career, and he's going into a big role over there at Stone Peak with the moves that they've made to fill a gap over there. And Hector, he's a salesman. He can get the job done.
And he's back with a family-run company. So let's move to Portobello. You helped bring them here, and just talking to Jed, they're getting ready to fire that plan up, aren't they?
They are, yeah. They had a little bit of a delay, I think just actually a few weeks from the plan, and which is phenomenal today, especially in the environment of COVID and trying to build during COVID. Jed did a fantastic job with the Brazilian team of planning that whole thing out. And I'll tell you, with the Inner Ceramic announcement of exiting the business and the distributors looking for a U.S. supplier, it would be vain to say that they planned all this, but at the same time, they couldn't time it any more perfectly because their booth has been packed today. They have a lot of great new products that they just blew me away on their product selection this year. And the fact that the plant's going to be starting up with this wall tile special pieces, they're in the perfect spot for the wall tile.
All right, let's spend the next minute or two talking about trends. Tell us what's going on out there from a style and design perspective.
Well, like I just mentioned, wall tile, and there's some companies out there. Portobello had done a great job in terms of development on wall, but also Decacer out of Spain has done a great job in terms of wall. Cirrus, a little company out of Tunisia, has done a great job of bringing different unique wall products to the market, and more. We like to call it Subway, but it's the bigger sizes of Subway, and now you're seeing different textures and finally some more colors and not just white and beige, the usual thing. So we're seeing a lot of variation in fume glazes. The textures is what's really exciting that we're seeing is a lot more textures coming into the industry, which the advent of a lot of different technology that's come along that has helped us to do that. So but at the same time, we see that happening in the floor tile, and some of the floor tiles, Kemp, that I've seen this year with the textures that they're get going on there with the newer versions of inkjet technology and the ability to put texture on the product and then inkjet specifically where that texture is in the product is just phenomenal.
And yeah, I think that I'm glad you brought that out. There's 12 jets now on these new pieces of equipment, and you only need four for the color. And I know they do add like a pure white or pure black too sometimes, but a lot of those other jets are putting in layers, putting in, highs and lows.
You're exactly right. And that saves the manufacturer of having to change out punches and do different things and gives it a lot more flexibility because they can do a lot of different things on each and every tile. And then you get into the version of there is no repeat. There is absolutely no repeat. And that's what's wonderful. As those of us that are older in the industry used to talk about, every fourth tile or fifth tile or tenth tile, it's not even a common discussion now because there's so much variability you can get with an inkjet. And that's again, one of the beauties of ceramic tile that puts it above any other floor covering because nobody else can do it to the extent that we can.
Those people that want to see the report, how do they get it?
They can just go on to josephlundgrenconsulting.com, go to free resources. They can sign up for my economic reports, but they can also see all the past show notes that I've done over the years on there.
You don't charge for that, do you?
No, absolutely free. I'm just a nerd in the tile industry, and love doing it. So, and again, I tell people it's my opinion. It's not fact. It's just my opinion.
Well, you add a little humor, too, which makes it fun to read. It's great to talk to you again. Been talking to Joe Lundgren here at Coverings 2023 in Orlando, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLA.net.